This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Joe McMahon. Joe is the Senior Director of Special Programs at Iron Eagle X. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, JP.
So Joe, let's start with yourself, please, as we do with all of our guests. Could you give us an overview of your background in technology and what your journey has been like, some of the roles you've held along the way from where you started to how you got to where you are today as the Senior Director of Special Programs for Iron Eagle X?
I have over 30 years in software development, mostly focusing on building distributed systems, big data analytic platforms, and dabbling a little bit into UI and UX. My undergraduate computer science degree is from Georgia Tech, and then I started and completed my master's from the George Washington University while working full-time up here in the Washington, D.C. area. Most of my career has been in federal government contracting, so delivering mission-critical systems, but I dabbled and took a few side detours in my career, one stint for a couple years doing video game programming, because who doesn't want to do that, and a few years doing what I would best describe as a commercial managed outsourced security service, so one that would monitor your firewalls, intrusion detection systems, et cetera. Currently, I'm now the Senior Director of Special Programs at Iron Eagle X, but along the way, I grew up from being an individual developer on programs to technical lead to project manager to full-on program managers and then eventually directors of engineering at various size companies, overseeing various scopes of programs up to this one where I now oversee a couple programs, mostly for the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. Totaling over about $47 million worth of annual revenue.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you for the background. It really helps us visualize your path to how you got to where you are today. And you've touched on it a little bit as to your current role and responsibilities. But before we go into that in more detail, for those listening who are not familiar with Iron Eagle X, tell us all about the business, who you are, what you do, mission of the organization.
Iron Eagle X, or IEX, as we like to refer to it, is a rapidly growing small business consisting of people out of uniform, largely who founded it, who have a passion for supporting people in uniform. We're committed to providing excellence in execution and to providing mission-focused, high-quality big data and cyber solutions, along with the support that goes with that to ensure proper delivery. Our goal is that our customers can make the right decisions and take the right actions at the right time, rapidly and consistently.
So then your role, interesting title, which sounds like it's broadly encompassing a lot of different areas, but if you could give us some highlights of what the main responsibilities are for your position and how that mixes in with Iron Eagle X's use of components of AI and data science and data as a whole. What is the overlap and how does that fit into your responsibility for you and your team?
My current role has me overseeing, as I said, three programs right now with another two or three on the cusp for later this year. And in those programs, I manage everything from customer interaction, budget, finance, staffing, and then I set broad technical direction for the program. Sometimes that's taking a past program that we have won from an incumbent and trying to change its course to be more effective and deliver better solutions for our customer. And in this particular case that I'm talking about, the problem really is to get efficient with the constrained federal budgets that we're experiencing, but providing the ability for the government to leverage new technologies such as the advent of all of the kind of growth that we're seeing in the AIML marketplace currently with large language models and technologies like that.
So talk to us a little bit about that growth that you're seeing. Obviously, there's a lot of hype around AI and ML and LLMs right now. But part of why we do this podcast is to cut through the hype behind the AI and hear from leaders within the technology space as to how they're seeing the technology being deployed, what it looks like in real life, what impact it's having for their customers. So is there anything that stands out to you right now that's particularly exciting about the work Iron Eagle X is doing for its customers with the use of AI? And when you look at where your team and the broader group as a whole is spending its time, what are some of the standout things that you could share with us?
I'm going to break that apart into kind of two parts. So the first, you mentioned around trying to break through some of the hype that is around in the industry right now. And if you go back to the mid-2010s, the exciting term then was big data. Everyone was working in the big data and big data analytics. And I would break that down for customers and into five sections. There's the ETL process, right? Extract, transform, and load. Be able to ingest data into your environment. Basically, if you couldn't do that by then, you shouldn't be in the market. And so put those companies aside. Next phase, you have to condition it, enrich it. There's a bunch of different terms of art there with it, but taking date timestamps and getting them into a consistent format is an example, or normalizing geographic locations, for instance, so that they're fully qualified. That kind of reduced the marketplace of companies who could do that well. And then you start getting into the analytics, and a lot of people would jump quickly and just blurt out going, oh, I'm going to apply AI ML to this problem. But I would argue that a lot of the problems that our customers faced can be solved by non-AI, more what I would call algorithmic approaches. Doing rough counts of things, how many times a certain word or letter appears in a document. You don't need AI ML to solve that. Obviously, then the next phase is you get to a set of problems that are complex by either size, scale, repetition, complexity, such that you start needing some computer-aided support there. And that's really where, you know, we kind of started with convolutional neural networks and Bayesian algorithms and tree approaches and things like that, eventually growing into kind of the large language models that we're in right now. And lastly, and I will say this is largely left on the ground, and I would argue that it is still a problem today as we enter this super boom around AI ML, is the actual visualization. How do you take the results of all of that processing and present it to a user, an end user, in a consumable manner, whether it's a report, something graphical, a video, like whatever you need to do, you need to convey that information such that a human can consume that. So that's kind of sets up the problem. The second part that you're getting to is the second part of the question around how does Iron Eagle X play there? And I would say we do an excellent job of breaking down that question to our customers of listening to their problems, listening to what they're trying to go after and solve, taking the, I'll give proper credit to Simon Sinek and the five whys, right? Breaking it down into what are they really trying to get after? And then does that problem really dictate an AI ML solution? If it does, we have had tremendous success in a platform and data science environment delivery where we enable the crosstalk of AI ML solutions, models, et cetera, between different analytics that previously on some of our programs for our customers were stovepiped and didn't crosstalk. They were very isolated. And that advantage, I think, is something that will need to grow for our customer space in the future.
Which feeds nicely into the investment that Iron Eagle X is making in these areas so that you can continue to support your customers and their unique needs. What can you tell us about the outlook for the year to 2 years ahead for Iron Eagle X, particularly in the areas that you're seeing current demand and where you anticipate seeing increased demand? What can you tell us about Iron Eagle's commitments to making sure all of the AI problems that need solving are there, and how you guys are going to support the growing demand based on the success that you've already had?
The way we approach it is both being close to our customers, close to the end customers who are the ones that need these solutions the most, So we are very strategic in the opportunities that we go after. Also, we welcome some of the new contracting methods that are out there, and particularly the OTAs, the other transactional authority approach, gives both the contractor and the government a lot of flexibility in the contracting environment to pursue really novel and forward-leaning solutions. We have won several OTAs, and the basis of those generally is a prototype evaluation. As an example, 2 years ago, we won a competition between a number of companies that came down to doing an 8-week prototype bake-off between the companies that required everyone, every participant, to create a platform environment, a data science environment, deploy a web-based application onto it, and then conduct a data science kind of analytic, right, an AIML analytic in that environment. We absolutely knocked it out of the park. We demonstrated not only the minimum threshold for the objectives of the prototype, but we demonstrated a lot of the art of the possible of what our customer could achieve using that approach and leveraging Iron Eagle X. As part of that, we have a team on the inside that we refer to as our pod teams, and they deliver targeted solutions for customers. They're kind of those firefighter experts that can swoop in on a problem, provide expert opinions and solutions, rapidly discern the problem and then deliver against it, and then be able to back out and allow the regular kind of contract execution team to carry it forward.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
I'm so glad you shared the breakdown there and the success that you've had, because it really does help differentiate Iron Eagle X from some of the other operators in the space and showcases just how successful you guys have been, which brings me then on to the next part of what I wanted to talk to you about, which is to maintain such a high level of success and to continue to support the increasing growth. There's always a need to add to a successful team. So as one of the senior leaders in the business overseeing this success, can you talk to us a little bit about the dynamics of the broader technology team, particularly spotlighting areas where you're utilizing the more advanced side of AI, but also, as you touched on earlier, the more day-to-day stuff, which is often overlooked but can solve the majority of the everyday problems. What the structure looks like now and where you guys will hopefully look to add to that already talented team.
Sure. Again, with the pod teams, we have people who are super passionate about these areas, about platforms, about AIML solutions, that are constantly innovating, bringing in kind of the best of breeds as they encounter customer problems. They go out and try to solve them, and then they bring some of that technology back and make changes to the offerings that we have internally. To use a phrase, we do eat our own dog food, right? So we do apply AIML models. We have an internal LLM model that helps us do some of the procurement and acquisition processing, which I would wager that a number of companies do with the advent of ChatGPT and some of the other tools that are out there that are in that field. I think we do a good job, though, of working around some of the shortcomings, right? So I have a friend who's a professor at Georgia Tech, and they conducted an experiment where they asked a large language model to go create a thesis paper, and it went off and created one. But if you look at the citations on it, which it actually properly did, all the citations were totally fictional. The names looked and sounded correct. The title of the citation sounded correct, but they didn't reference a real one. And those are some of the challenges with moving forward with solutions like a large language model, to get it to properly work the way we humans want it to. Do a lot of generative AI solutioning, but you need to base it in real facts and real data and not make up that part. But you still want it to have the flexibility to, and I'll put this in quotes, make up the solution that is the creative, generative part of that solution. So we're experimenting in those areas as well.
Joe, final question from me. In your introduction about your role and responsibilities, one of the things you touched on was having some input on the talent side. We talked about the team, the environment, the culture a little bit, but I want to finish on the prospective side of talent. It's incredibly difficult to find the right skill set for projects. Then when you layer on top the varying levels of clearances needed for the sector you're in, there's a supply issue, increasing demand far short of supply. So the competition is fierce. When you and your team are speaking to candidates about Iron Eagle X and you've identified somebody that you're interested in bringing into the fold, what is it that you tell them about Iron Eagle X, its mission, its use of AI and data, that gets them excited enough to join you guys over some of the other great companies also trying to hire?
Yeah, another great question that really sets me back a second to pause and reflect actually on my own journey to Iron Eagle X, right? Of why I joined the company. As I was looking for my next career move in late 2022 and early 2023, I had opportunities at a number of companies, but as I pursued it with Iron Eagle X, what became evident and then was solidified after I joined was this company, it can admit that it's not perfect, but it will address and fix anything that it identifies that it needs to. As we go through this rapid growth that I described earlier, where we're 200-ish people this year, going into this year, we probably expect to almost double that by the end of the year. That requires a lot of maturing about processes and infrastructure and capabilities. And to your point about AIML, how do we make investments internally that scale and address our customers' needs as well and keep us on the forefront of our customers' minds when it comes to selection of a vendor? Every time that we've identified what I would describe as a shortcoming, and again, not a fault and not something that's broken, but you know, can we do this better? The first thing the company does is essentially, hey, let's document that, let's get after it, and they fix it. And it's one of those rare cases where I've worked at large companies and small companies, and not everyone will do that. Some people are very set in their ways, or it's a big corporate machine environment where that flexibility isn't allowed. But Iron Eagle X promotes that, and it flows all the way down to the use and pursuit of technology and technological solutions such as AIML. So when our subject matter experts in those areas come up with great ideas, it really turns around and becomes a real easy story for leaders like myself to engage customers and say, this is what the art of the possible in the future could be for you, because we've listened to your problem, we've identified that part of that solution needs to have this kind of, I'll say, AIML approach, that a generative AI model could plug in right here. Or, yeah, you need to do natural language processing or entity resolution across people, places, things, objects, et cetera, in a very complex environment of multiple data sources. And they get it. And we're able to deliver on those solutions because people become passionate about that. And I will say we're not really a services company in that we're delivering to the customer so that they can do better. And that's really the end message, is let's support the mission.
Joe, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. Really appreciate you sharing your own background and your journey. An amazing insight into the work that you and Iron Eagle X are doing for your customers. Incredible demand, and obviously being followed by continued investment. So the growth potential is obviously something that you and the team can be very excited about. We wish you, the team, and everyone at Iron Eagle X the very best of luck in the months and years to come. And we look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future.
Thanks, JP. I look forward to it as well. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.